from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, as we are every Friday until football season. And then we'll be here on Monday, unless the game's on a Monday, in which case we'll be here on a Tuesday. Chickies and Pete's is the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpetes.com. We will play you the Eagles trying to squash the backup quarterback controversy as it starts. Not going to happen, guys. We'll play you that audio in a moment. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you are on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck? All right.
Chuck? Are we blaming Buzz for this, or are we blaming Chuck?
Yes, no, definitely blaming
Always
Buzz.
Always blaming Buzz. Yes.
See, but then I'm going to go back to Chuck. He's going to be mad that he was on hold. Colonel, you're on WIP. What's up, Colonel?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First, let me thank you guys. I listen to you guys on the Odyssey app every day. You get me through traffic.
I love it.
In New England. There's nothing like WIP up here in the Boston market, so thank you.
Awesome. I appreciate
totally
it.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Life's good up here right now. The Phils are back. The Eagles came up to me for once, and we got the win. The team looked great at the joint practice. I was at both the game and the practice. And next week we're going to the shore, taking the kids to Chickies and Pete's. So things are
wow. good. Wow. Wow. That's so you think Phils are back. You're confident again.
I do, only because I'm so high on the Eagles and the Sixers this year that I can't have the Phils getting me down. So
they're gonna join the party.
Don't worry, the Sixers will bum everyone out eventually. It'll happen. They'll be the ones. They're always the ones to ruin it for everyone.
It was a rough spring up here with the Celtics and all, so I'm hoping Paul George can help us kind of put that to rest.
Now, Colonel, you cheer for all the Philadelphia teams, and the guys, Jack and Ike, I don't know if you hear this, it does sound like you have a Boston accent, though. Are you a Bostonian who cheers for Philadelphia teams?
I've been up here so long, I've started to pick it up.
Ugh.
Which is, it's tough.
Yeah, it is, man. You got to work on that. Give us a little water, a little hoagie, a little home. You know, come on. You got to be. How long have you been up there?
I've been up here since 1997.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's 25 years.
Yeah, almost from there now.
14. So.
Well, then, I give you respect for keeping your allegiance to your home teams.
Because technically, you've lived there longer than you lived here.
Yes.
I have. And it's been kind of a rough time to be a non-New England fan up here.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a whole two decades.
A lot. Boston championships, Patriot championships, Bruin championships. You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, give us your... Oh, go ahead.
Super Bowl 52 was the best day of my life. So
there you go.
Yep. To hold on to.
You could be an Eagles fan with pride up there after that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give us your go-to blonde.
This one got me from boy to manhood, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, PA.
Appreciate it.
PA was on everybody's wall, right?
She was.
And I was not a Baywatch guy.
Some of our VCRs as well.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was the Tommy tape. Then there was the Brett Michaels tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of tapes.
You've seen them.
I've seen them.
What happened? Were they movies?
Yeah, they're movies.
They were movies.
They're hanging out, Jack.
Pamela Anderson.
She was the goat blonde for a while there.
She had to be the blonde of the 90s.
She had to.
Certainly one of them.
Baywatch?
What do we count?
There's too many of them. So go on Mount Rushmore blondes of the 90s. She's on there.
Is Carmen Electra a blonde?
No.
No, but she's from Cincinnati.
Okay. We're not doing who's your go-to Cincinnatian today?
She had some blonde hair, but I would
But it wasn't real blonde.
I don't even know if Pamela Anderson's is real, but...
Well, it looks real.
It wasn't all blonde.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. I wouldn't say Carmen Electra's a blonde.
Like, I can tell the blondes that aren't real blondes.
You can.
Well, I can see the roots of the hair and...
Ah, yeah. I was going to say...
You're a rootsman.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Chuck, you're at WIP.
Hold on, real quick.
Yep.
It's a good series.
What?
You seen that?
What, Roots?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
seen
I don't
Roots.
Know what that is. Yeah. I barely know the band.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
a little
not
different
the band.
Than the band.
You don't even know what Roots is?
Is that an HBO series?
No, it's not an HBO series.
It's before HBO.
I feel like you're looking at me like.
Yeah, well, this is one
like
of those.
Like a classic.
Well, it's something that can help you out.
Yeah, this is one of the Jack.
It's American history.
Yeah, Jack. This is one of the.
It's black history.
Oh, yeah, great. Okay.
Jack doesn't know other communities.
Super. Love when that gets exposed.
Yeah. I think it's more of an age thing than it is.
I would classify it as an age thing.
Even though they remade it. Like,
I do not mean to offend. Yes. I just didn't know what it was.
Yes.
We're not offended.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I don't.
We're all smiling.
It's just like. There's been a lot of talk about how I need to become more cultured.
Yeah.
Well, that was the bit with the 4 months. With
I know. Yes. I heard it a lot. Well, all I know is when we do tour to North Philly, we got to have like a 3 month lead up where you are on point.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to download you with a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah. We'll give you every episode of Oprah.
No, starting with Philly artists.
Yeah. I got to find out who the hell Freeway is. That's the
you
big
do.
One.
You do. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, fellas, can you hear me now?
We can.
We got you.
Hey, I'm sorry. You guys don't got no sponsorships enough with Verizon, right?
We do. Yeah. In fact, Ike does. We love Verizon.
Big Verizon people.
Yep, Verizon.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I'm not going to say what I want to say about
that. Yeah, don't.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
I had to check first. You know what I mean? Hey, listen. This defense, right? It don't have to suck, okay? The defense don't have to suck, all right? You know, stop hitting guys out there like Blankenship, Zach Bond. Like, come on, man. Like, seriously, you know, he keep hitting these guys out here, like Matt McCoy and Bradbury last year. I mean, Bradbury had no business starting last year. Ringo on the sideline. Like, I mean, these guys can be better. You just got to put the guys out there that can play. Like, you know, Trott Jr. needs to be on this team playing on the field, man, not just special teams. I'm not just saying it because he's trying his son. The guy is going to make his own name in the league. He's going to be a great player. Stop hitting me for the God's sake, man. I'm begging the Eagles, man. You got to stop doing this to us, man. Pick guys out there that can play. Avante Maddox should be your starting safety. DJ should be your other starting safety. You know, your cornerback should be the guy you drafted and live with him. You know what I'm saying? I'll put him at a nickelback. He plays outside corner, man. You know what I'm saying? The other guy should be Ringo. You know what I mean? You know, that right there would be a secondary that could create turnovers. They create nightmares opposing offenses. But you want to get out here and keep picking guys out here that don't belong out there, man. That's why our defense struggles, man. You know what I mean? You know, I hope Big Fangio just play the guys that can play, and we will be fine on defense, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't put Dawkins on the bench, you know, for, you know, Quentin Michael. You know what I mean?
Well, who's the Dawkins?
Yeah, but I'm saying, what do you say, Jack?
Well, who's the Dawkins? They don't have Dawkins.
Yeah, of course.
I know they don't have. I'm not using an example, though. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're going to have Avante Maddox either on the fence or bent off this team or not start. You throw Blankenship, who stinks. You know what I mean? The only white guy needs to be in the secondary is CJ, Cooper DeGee. That's it. You know what I mean? I don't need to see Blankenship out there safety. He can't play, and he's slow. He don't get turnovers, and that's it. You know what I mean? I just need to see the guys out there that can play. And that's the bottom line, man. You know what I mean? Until they do that, the defense is going to struggle. They don't have to struggle.
Well, I think
players out there can play.
But I do think at this point, I think Fangio is trying to figure out who he thinks can play.
Right.
You know, like, I think the one thing with the defense now is that, and we, I think we feel it every time we talk about the secondary, because we list eight guys. We list Ringo and Rogers and Slay and DeGene and Quinyon Mitchell and Maddox and Blankenship and all these guys, right? Mm-hmm. And I think what that is that there aren't really, aside from Slay
and
Jalen Carter,
yeah.
You know, there's nobody that you look at and you go, I am sure that guy's good. And I think what Fangio is trying to do is just figure out within what he does which of these guys can be successful and where they can. So I agree with you that eventually they're going to have to settle on the guys that can play. But if you're Fangio, I don't think it's totally obvious who can play. We all thought Devin White was going to be this obvious guy who was definitely going to make an impact this year. And we have not seen that yet. So that's, I think, what he's dealing with a little bit.
Well, Devin White is a regular season player, okay? He's going to be fine. I don't have to worry about Devin White. But the Zach Bonds, you know, and the Blankenships, you don't have to do that no more, man. You know what I mean? The Eagles have a history of doing that. You said Matt McCoy out there, you know, what's the other?
Mark Semino.
Yeah, or Semino. You know what I mean? Semino, which when I think Trotter came back that year, didn't he?
Yep.
And then you had Trotter on the bench for
yep.
Mark Semino.
That was our Super Bowl year, yeah.
That's the history of what the Eagles organization does, man. And it's stupid. You know what I mean? Just pick guys you know can play out there, man. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., by the end of this year, should be one of our starting linebackers. He is a player.
Well, I totally agree with that.
He's going to be around the ball. I'm telling you, that's the type of guy. He has a nose for the football. Get that guy on the field, man. That's all I'm asking. And as far as the Phillies go, listen, Jack, you know, put your parade on hold, buddy. Because I don't care how many times they beat the Nationals, you know what I'm saying, or the Marlins.
It's how they're beating them, Chuck. It's how they're beating them.
They're not a World Series team, okay? I'm telling you that right now.
Who's your World Series pick? Who's your World Series pick right now?
I'm going to go with the Phillies because that's my home team.
That's good.
I'm being realistic with you. They're not a World Series team. They're going to have a team.
They might not be, Chuck. They might not be, but they're getting back to playing good baseball.
Says who? Because they beat a two-game winning streak against the Marlins and against the Nationals. Says who, Jack?
Hey, those guys get paid too, Chuck.
The Marlins have a $5 million payroll, man.
They do. They stink. But they also struggled against. Hold on. They struggled against those teams for a month and a half.
Oh, come on. Hey, Jack, listen. I'm just letting you know, man, so you won't be hurt at the end of the season, okay?
Everything's going to be hurt.
They might be good.
He just got off the mat 2 days ago.
I'm on my way back up.
He was just down on the mat 2 days ago crying. Yeah. I'm surprised he's up, standing upright right now.
Oh, I got it up.
Jack is easily sold, man. Give Jack a cookie and a soda and you got it, I tell you.
We're cutting those out, Chuck. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. He's not even eating seed oils anymore, Chuck.
Yep.
Hey, Chuck, who's your go-to blonde?
Well, I like sisters, man. Ain't too many sisters got a blonde hair.
And don't say Whitney Houston, because all you answer is Whitney Houston.
Well, she was blonde close to it, right?
No, she wasn't blonde. She
I don't think she ever did blonde.
Okay. What about Lil' Kim?
If I got to go with somebody, I'm going to go with Rhea Hughes.
Oh, there you go.
Ah,
she's a blonde.
I like
that's
that.
A good one.
There
appreciate
go, Chuck.
It, Chuck.
Okay.
That's a good one. We've already have two WIP votes. I was a go-to blonde. Rhea's a go-to blonde.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten a Twitter photo, a Photoshop of you as a blonde.
Yeah, but that is disappointing. Yeah. With the photo of you looking big.
Yeah.
Why are y'all asking for it?
Well.
I mean, that's kind of what you're doing.
Well, you're bald and beautiful. You can be blonde and beautiful. We'll just change the thing.
Yes.
Tell the glad
sure
group
somebody can do it.
That
yes.
Ike is now blonde and beautiful. So we're talking about Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett. And mm-hmm. Tanner McKee, I would say a majority of fans watched the two preseason games and said, wait a minute. Why is Tanner McKee not the backup quarterback, and why is Kenny Pickett the backup quarterback? So last night, during the broadcast, They must have known, the Eagles must have sensed that that was going on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they sent
Twitter.
Yep, and they sent Spuds to get everyone in line. And here's what it sounded like.
You know, guys, we are watching Tanner McKee, and he has been very impressive for a second straight preseason. And I know the conversation out there, but the Eagles are really happy with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is the number two quarterback behind Jalen Hurts. Tanner McKee continues to develop, and I think you look at it like, hey, this is a football team with three quarterbacks that they really like, that they feel they can win with. And, you know, it's Kenny Pickett's job at number two. Tanner McKee continues to develop, Ross. And as you know, what you see in the preseason is a whole lot different than what you would see in the regular season.
Let me give a message to Spuds and the Philadelphia Eagles organization. If you will not give us a starting quarterback controversy, we will kindly take a backup quarterback controversy. And sending Spuds out to tell everyone that Kenny Pickett is the number two quarterback, God bless him, is not going to calm anyone down, I don't think.
Especially when you watch the guys play. I mean, fans, they see what they see.
And it's...
they see what they see.
It's rarely so, I think, clear sometimes with football. I think McKee just looks better, got the ball out quicker, better arm, better handle of the offense. You know?
And quite frankly, I mean, the Eagles have their reason for why they're going to hold steadfast on Kenny Pickett being their number two guy. They are well within their right of doing that. Oh, well. But we've watched Tanner McKee for 2 years. He was an Eagles draft pick. He impressed a lot of people last year. There were a lot of people last year, Spike, that thought Tanner McKee should be the backup quarterback over Mariota.
And maybe they were
coming out of training camp. I'm saying that was the sense coming out of training camp last year. So people have liked Tanner McKee for 2 years that he's been here. So it's not as if we're creating something new. He's developed under your coaching, under your tutelage. He's been here. He's one of your draft picks. I know you traded for Kenny Pickett. But Kenny Pickett came here under circumstances that weren't necessarily beneficial or in his favor. So it's not like people viewed Kenny Pickett coming here as some real thing, right? Like he was going to be the guy. So this is more of the Eagles feeling this way about Kenny Pickett. I don't know if there's outside forces from a fan's perspective that's like, oh, yeah, Kenny Pickett. I was so excited when we got Kenny Pickett.
Right.
It was people that wanted Justin Fields instead of Kenny Pickett.
Do you think they would trade Tanner McKee?
How will trade just about anybody that's not a starter if the right price is out there, and especially a young quarterback that they don't invest? Because for them, it's an option. If somebody needed a quality backup and they wanted to offer a third-round pick for Tanner McKee, yes, I think Howie would jump on it.
Because it is weird.
And then we'd have Will Greer here.
Yeah.
How did that look last night?
In a preseason game, they got McKee back in there. They're like, wait a minute. I know this is preseason. I know it doesn't matter, but get McKee back in there. Well,
I don't know if I've seen that before.
Dude, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I just think it's weird that they drafted the guy, they've developed the guy, and they're not willing to make him the backup quarterback.
He said, hey, we're going to be competing all year. He obviously wants to be the backup quarterback.
Yes, yes.
As he should.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like that I like that he wants it. I like that there's competition somewhere. You know?
I just don't know why the Eagles feel like it has to be Kenny Pickett.
Has to be Kenny Pickett.
You said they gave up a fourth-round pick for him?
Yeah. I mean, that's trading
something.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, it's a good pick. It's not nothing. And they're paying him a salary.
Yes,
he's getting his first round salary.
He is, but he's also under contract next year.
Two more years, yeah.
I wonder too.
Yeah, that's why he's the backup.
I wonder if they're trying. Trade Pickett. And
well,
if they
help, if well, they, he's not helping the draft stock.
No,
I mean, trade value. I mean,
no. I actually watch him in these games. I'm like, wait a minute, how did he get drafted in the first round?
I see.
His comp was Derek Carr. That was like who they hope he could be.
Who was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who I don't think people would be exactly thrilled
who
with.
Who, in a decade, is still yet to win a playoff game.
Yeah. He was almost MVP in 2015, though.
Almost. I remember that year.
Yeah, no. Connor Cook started the playoff game.
Oh, that was
McGroin came in, yeah.
He's just nonstop, man.
Yep, yep, yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Mark's-Jewelers.com. The people think it should be Tanner McKee.
Yes. Well, of course.
69% nice for Tanner McKee, 31% with Kenny Pickett.
31% get it.
Why do you like Kenny Pickett?
It's not that I love Kenny Pickett.
Well, that's why I use the term like. I know you don't love him.
Yeah. Right.
So here's what I like about Kenny Pickett is I think he can get the ball out with the real offensive line out there, with real weapons out there, and I think if he can just play point guard, I think he's fine. Like Tanner McKee, I have no idea what he looks like in an NFL game. He's playing against the third string of the defense for the Patriots.
But we have seen Kenny Pickett in NFL games, and he looks bad.
Yeah. Well, he won 14 games with the Steelers.
Okay.
A couple game-winning drives.
Yeah, that was over 2 years.
Yeah. He had a couple game-winning
drives. That's a good use of
He had a couple game. I still remember his game in Baltimore on Monday night. I was like, that's a winner. So I can't quit that. Okay, so I still believe in him, and I think that if he can just play point guard and hand out to Saquon, I think they're still there.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So, Tanner McKee's a big arm, and there's real talent there.
Yeah.
They can have both. But I think if I had to win one game, I still trust Kenny Pickett.
Here's the problem I have with what you said. You said, all right, get him behind the starting offensive line, all of the weapons, and then just have him handed off to Saquon Barkley. Why can't we have the quarterback who can actually throw the ball behind the good offensive line with the weapons and hand it off to Saquon Barkley?
I just think it's a risk you don't need to take.
A risk?
Yeah.
What type of risk?
You're moving on from Kenny Pickett, a guy who has been a starting quarterback in the league.
They're not going to move on from him.
I know. Well, they might. I mean, they might turn him to the Vikings. They need a quarterback.
I got Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is better than Kenny Pickett.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
There's not much to choose from, but I'd take Sam Darnold.
I don't think
Kenny
they're getting
Pickett.
A first-round pick for Kenny
like
Pickett.
Like we did for Sam Bradford.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP.
Hey, man. Yeah, you look good last night with the bucket hat on. I saw you, bro, on the big screen.
I'm a bucket hatsman.
You notice on the big screen, Corey, you notice on the big screen it didn't say WIP afternoon show. I think that was a directive from Jack. I'm just saying it didn't say that.
I can see how you said that. I did. I said, screw those guys. Get high hopes up there.
Yep. Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
He ain't no true foxhole guy. You notice how I went.
I did hear my foxholeness be brought into question yesterday when I left, which is quite disappointing. Spike left an hour early to go see Creed.
But I warned you guys 3 weeks in advance.
I gave you a day.
And I said a day.
You still ripped him for it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you ripped him for it.
Well, it was his birthday, too, though.
Right. Yeah. How can we forget? He tried to play it off like it wasn't for his birthday.
It wasn't for my birthday.
But you know this.
This show is outrageous.
You notice how when the guest was talking about, you know, Aiden Miller, whatever, Jack tried to separate it, like, oh, yeah, they. He, they.
Yep.
Like,
those people.
Yep.
Like, what?
Yeah,
it's called looking down upon people.
Yeah, yes.
And you know damn well he don't know about no Kuta Kinte. I don't even know why you asked. He don't know nothing about no Roots. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, it's
Roots.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Serious.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I thought we were still on Aiden Miller. I was thrown off.
But look, man, with this whole backup quarterback thing, I mean, this literally is like a joke to me. Like, it's there. Like, what do they need, an eye chart? Like, Kenny Pickett can't play. Like, this dude wear gloves. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, the way he looked. It's the hair. Like, he just looked like he don't belong. Like, he might be a project guy, put him at the third string. But Tanner McKee on them out routes, the way he looked throwing the ball. Now, I will say,
like,
this.
That's a real quarterback throwing the football, right? Like,
I will say this. A lot of people thought that Nate Sudfeld should start over Nick Foles.
Thank you.
Know,
that's what
the
I'm saying.
Game. So I got to see more. Like, I want to see against better competition. Like, maybe if they do get in a regular season game, which ain't going to happen because, you know, number one, he going to be out there. We going to be like 13-0 before he – maybe they might get some cleanup time. But other than that, I'd rather see Tanner McKee. You know, I'd just rather see Tanner McKee be the backup.
I'd rather see Aaron McKee.
Stanford guy, let him play. And let me get on this defense real quick, right? So – I think this defense is going to be bend but don't break. I don't think the Eagles are never going to have a shutdown defense. They just, that's not who they are. I mean, last night, Jalen Carter and Big Baby Davis didn't play. So the line pressure is not going to be there when your best player is not playing. I'm nervous, too, about this team not getting pressure. I think they should go out and try to maybe add a veteran, you know, a DT or maybe DN or something. But N'Kobe Dean, I told y'all about this dude. Everybody – Elliot, see, this is why I don't let other people make my opinions for me. I knew N'Kobe Dean could play. The problem is that he was dealing with his injury. Last year, when N'Kobe Dean got hurt, the defensive run game went crazy. Like, they was running a train on us. Everybody could have
got
a run like it. So it's like,
drop
it's
that,
like,
boss.
Yeah, please.
It's like,
okay.
It's like you can't get that with N'Kobe Dean. He's a good run stuffer. The man getting healthy now. You see what he could do. I'm telling y'all, N'Kobe Dean, man, he's comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year.
Yeah, how about he can just play 17 games?
No, I'm not wasting money. I waste money on enough bets already.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Jack tried to give Connor Cook some love. Go Sparty.
No, that was a shot. That was an inside joke. Yes. That was a shot.
And my go-to blind, this was tough because, hey, man, there's a lot of blinds out there, but I'm going to go with the Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is a good one. It's a good answer, Corey.
I used to like Scarlett Johansson.
Good answer. Thank you,
Corey. She had like a two-year run there, right?
Now you're not pro ScarJo?
Well, not as much anymore. I just say
she had a run. Yeah. She had a run.
Did she have a red hair?
She had red hair.
Yeah,
she had red hair, too. Yeah.
I like the red hair, Scarlett.
Yeah,
it's Scarlett Joe. I like Scarlett
ScarJo's way up there. Yeah. I think way up there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, can Elliot even talk?
I hope so.
All right.
He took the night off.
Now I'm curious to – now this is a real test of Elliot, of the NovaCare worm that they planted in his brain, is if we ask him who should be the backup quarterback, if he says Kenny Pickett,
yep,
we might have to ban Elliot from the show.
I agree. Like, yeah. at some point, we got to knock this nonsense off.
Yep.
The Sirianni thing, it's kind of cute.
Yep.
And funny.
Yep.
And I am on Team Pickett.
Yeah.
But I need to know where you don't want Elliot. I need to know where Elliot's at.
Yeah. That'll be next. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on McKee versus Pickett? And do you believe the Phillies are back? I say they got to win this series. They got to win the Atlanta series. Then I'll think about it. Jack's already there. Yeah. He's already back. Ike also says, you know, give it a week. Give it 2 weeks. Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.